So, you know, yesterday, of course, you know, we were just talking with State Comptroller Judy Bartzepinka about her reaction to what happened with Rod Blagojevich. And one of the first things she said was that she feels really bad for the family, you know, these two girls. Mm-hmm. And if I'm accurate in what I did, I think they're 8 and 14.
That's right.
Who are not going to have their dad.
Mm-mm.
And so wanted to talk with Dr. Tom Campion from Campion Barrow and Associates. Tom is a licensed clinical psychologist, and he's talked on many topics, but, you know, specifically works with families and family dynamics. And Tom, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
And as you and I were talking, you know, by phone to set this up, you said something that was very interesting, and I think it makes sense. And it's all about kids dealing with the consequences of their parents, whether it's you're the governor and you're convicted of corruption, or whether, well, there's a myriad of things, as you know.
Well, you're right. And I think the biggest piece in that is the children are ultimately powerless.
Yeah.
Because these are consequences that are being, in many ways, forced upon them. Some of those consequences, and I think in this particular situation, are confusing to many adults on what actually happened, what the ex-governor is actually charged with, and the outcome of this. And how do you explain that to children when their first thought is, my parent is going to be away from me, and they deal with a very complex concept that the details, what am I going to do with those?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to deal with this loss that's about ready to happen, and a real sense of being powerless in the moment.
I can't imagine, you know, because when he got done, when the verdict was read and then he came out and spoke to the press, he said that, you know, the first thing that he and his wife wanted to do was go home and try and explain that to their children. I how do you explain that to your children?
That's a good question, and it's difficult at best. A lot of it pertains to how old the children are, what they're aware of in the situation, what they're aware of with what's happening in the family and the details there that have been told to them already. But it's one of those that it's going to be a lifetime of processing. I mean, even as us as adults, we look back on our childhood and still processing some consequences of our parents and
mm-hmm.
things they did and didn't do, and we still talk about them in family and get-togethers. And so some of these things, whether big or small, take time to process and get to understand, especially from the perspective of just going through life and having some extra experiences to use. I mean, mm-hmm. children at that age are using a limited amount of resources to process what's in front of them. You know, as we move through adulthood and our own experiences helps us bring some clarity.
Yeah.
But at that age, it's very difficult to even start to wrap our head around it.
And I think especially for Rob Blagojevich's daughters, I mean, kids can be cruel, and, you know, what he's gone through is very public, and everybody knows about it, and so I don't even, you know, it's not like you can escape from it. It's not like you go to school and the kids don't say anything about it, or other parents don't say something about it to their kids, and then, you know, I can't imagine what these girls are going to be going through.
It'll be a lifelong process of having to deal with this and sort this through and having people around them support them, give them the understanding that this doesn't have to define you, doesn't have to be a piece of who you are, and you can write your own destiny, you can write your own life and move forward in a way that can separate out of these pieces. But it's still something that we're just not going to flip a switch and say, okay, we're better. We're
right.
Okay. We're not going to have to deal with this anymore.
And I guess there isn't just a clear-cut answer for this. I mean, even if, you know, take away Rob Blagojevich, take away, you know, a trial and corruption and all of that. And you know, there's a lot of families that deal with, you know, a mom or dad maybe got hooked into addiction and they have to go away, or, you know, anything else. When you're talking with the children about that, how do you, because mommy and daddy aren't a bad person, but yet they've done something bad.
Well, you're right. I think bringing it closer to home, there's some things that happen in homes where the children feel very powerless. You mentioned addiction, even divorce, where nobody is going away or has, you know, maybe different homes, and how do we wrestle with that concept? We're seeing our stability system be separated, being taken apart, and children look to mom and dad for a level of stability, a level of understanding the world around them, and when that starts to get fragmented, it pushes the child into having to figure out stability and safety on their own, and sometimes they do it in a healthy way, and unfortunately sometimes they do it in an unhealthy way.
And I think adults are expected to think about that, to think about the stability that their children rely on them for. Adults aren't perfect, obviously, and falter.
You're right. We can't be perfect as parents, but I think we can work on teaching and at least demonstrating some fundamental principles that do provide security and safety to the children, and also some things that keep us out of trouble. Keep us out of having to deal with consequences of our behavior. And I think, unfortunately, in the political environment across the nation, even locally, we're just not getting good examples of that.
When we talk about families, Tom, you know, we've been talking about the kids. You know, Patty Blagojevich yesterday, when the verdict was read, was weeping. Laura Lynn Ryan, the wife of former Governor George Ryan, who's in who's in jail as well, in prison as well, had to die without her husband of 55 years by her side. Yeah, it's just so horrible how the family is sentenced as well.
You're right. It's dealing with the consequences of parents, and we're left with this conflicting emotions of we want justice served, but out of that we see people
suffer.
Very personally, suffer from that. And I think it's okay to understand that conflict as being normal, that we should want rule of law to carry through. And we can also be compassionate for those that were really powerless from the with the consequences, and really support those, that we don't have to attach it all together and say for the whole Blagojevich family, this is what was coming. Mm-hmm. And we can say, no, here's what happened, here's how our judicial system works, and this is the consequences of that, but we can still support and have compassion for the families.
Okay. And, you know, it just seems like these incidents are happening more and more, state level, national level, and our kids are being exposed to the fact that our leaders are not behaving admirably or honorably. How can we filter some of these messages that are getting to our kids?
Well, I think you touch on a pretty hot button that there seems to be an increasing momentum towards, and that's getting back to some root ideas, if you want to call them old-fashioned. I guess we can do that. But what about words like reputation, or honor, honesty, integrity? What are we doing as parents to instill that into our children? How do we teach that? How do we get that to develop and to foster? Do we just expect children to develop that? Are we expecting our school systems to teach that? Are we putting that responsibility somewhere else? Are we looking at that as parents and saying, no, I need to take this upon myself to teach some of these fundamental ideas that have carried on many generations, and have been in many ways building blocks of our nation, of our country, in establishing, you know, moral principles and ideas.
It just seems that the more outrageous your behavior, you get a TV show. The more outrageous your behavior, you get the headlines. It just seems like bad behavior is rewarded today where it wasn't before. And so that's got to be very complicated to tell kids, no, you must be respectful. No, you know, be honest, you know, things like that.
Well, it does sell. And we're very entertainment driven. And things do not get aired unless they're entertaining, unless they draw a population of viewers.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it works. It's built by advertising, and when the number of viewers, the you know, the more advertising, and so on and so on. And so a lot of it is driven not necessarily on what we want to air, what we want to put on, but what are people interested in. And that in of itself, we can talk about. We don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater. We can say, why is that interesting? But it doesn't have to derail us from the idea of building principles within our children,
okay.
Realizing that our consequences can carry. You see in law enforcement that small towns heavy on jaywalking end up having to deal with a lot less serious crimes.
Really?
So we deal with the smaller things. The bigger things become less obvious. I was working with my own children on the principles of ambushing a local lemonade stand, just having fun as boys, and we were talking this through and saying, now this may seem inconsequential, but the people you hang around with can create guilt with association. You may not understand that now as a 9-year-old, but here's some principles we see as when you become a teenager. I'm not going to have to want to go through this lesson with you.
Mm-hmm.
So we start with the smaller pieces and build parallel to the larger ones so that we can deal with some of these issues that have very small consequences, mm-hmm. but the implications are large.
Mm. Well, just a very, very interesting conversation, as always, with you, Tom. And you know, just taking this bigger picture of Rob Blagojevich and what his family's going through and taking that and incorporating that into our own families, you know, even though there may not be a there may not be somebody who's going to go up for trial for corruption, but, you know, I mean, we've all got to keep ourselves in check and make sure that we're being good examples for our kids.
We really do, and I was at a banquet Saturday night where Lieutenant Governor was speaking on and made a comment on this situation, and she was mentioning that with the Blagojevich situation now, we have more governors than not over the past 100 years who have gotten in trouble with the law.
Yeah.
And I think this is something not only locally within Illinois, and we see it nationally, but then locally, what do we do to turn that tide? And I think a lot of it has to occur within the home, within the family, and saying, what do we want to do? We come from the land of Abraham Lincoln, Honest Abe, which I find to be an interesting parallel, if
yeah.
we can oxymoron maybe. But it's, you know, what do we do with this when we have what seems to be a shift? And I think coming back to ground level within our homes, and what are we doing to teach our children? What are we doing to monitor our own behavior? I tell my children, you can say whatever I say. You know, you're going to model my behavior. I'm going to do my behavior so that it has something to model it by. And can we do that within our own home? And for those that don't have that, can we have compassion and take them alongside, being a big brother, a big sister? My wife and I have been foster parents for years and taking kids and that just don't have that ability and or spending time with somebody who doesn't have that authority figure to help guide,
mm-hmm.
that we can make a lot of changes, that we don't have to curse the darkness. We can light a candle and
Amen
do that locally
that.
And just
Amen
with people
that.
In our contact.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today and for the food for thought. And we look forward to having you back sometime, Tom.
Oh, you're welcome. I appreciate it.
What's your website one more time? What's your website?
It's www.campionbarrel, one word, campionbarrel.com.
Okay. Fantastic. Thanks, Tom.
Have a good one.
Thank you.